Preparing to delve in 3, 2, 1.
We now return to our interview with Andrew Bosley and Michael Patience talking about Plane Crafters on Kickstarter. And unsurprisingly enough, we are still thinking about legacy games for the rest of the Knickerknacker clan. So what else did you expect? Enjoy.
Bat Crafter, which would be like about Batman. And because we've already talked about the utility belt. So yes. Right there. Yeah. Oh, you could just do Justice League Crafter and just see which combinations of superheroes you could put into the Justice League to make the movie good. I don't know what that would be, but
I think we talked about a Hero Crafter version at one point.
That's a good idea. I just like the I'm still working on that utility belt crafter. I just like the idea that you just have a belt and yeah. you're just putting cards with pouches on the utility belt.
That could be.
Yeah. So you're just looking at somebody's waistline the entire game.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you're a little out of shape, your belt has to be bigger. So yeah. you need to put more utilities on your belt.
That's true.
That's right. But you know, like maybe smaller if you're able to get the right cards that you only need like 3 or 4, maybe it means like you're lean, mean, and in charge, and therefore you get a bonus for being able to get your complete set and only 4 cards instead of 6 or 7.
I like that a lot. Yeah, the 7 pouch utility belt wear. He's like,
I would like
yeah, to it's
like, it's belts for players.
There we go.
Oh, that's an idea too. It yeah. can be like mix and match. What utility belt works for which hero? And maybe some of them match up better than others. So you can
they all work for Batman.
Yeah.
You know, actually in Batman lore, if you actually figure out all the characters in that, he has quite a little Squirtle squad going on for him by the end. Because like, there's Batgirl and there's Robin, but then there's what? There's a Nightwing. Because Robin
does Nightwing, and then there's Robin number 2, and then Robin number 3, and then Robin number 4.
But then Robin number 1 became Nightwing, so that's the same guy.
I don't think it was Robin number 1.
No, Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson was Robin number 1, and I believe he was the one that became Nightwing. You're thinking of the second, Jason Todd. That was the second one, but he died, except he didn't actually die. He became the Arkham Knight.
He didn't die. He got murdered by the Joker.
He didn't get murdered by the Joker, though. The Joker turned him against Batman, and that's why he came back in Arkham Knight as the Arkham Knight. You didn't play that game. And then the third one was Damian Wayne, which was Bruce Wayne's actual son. Anyway, the point is, that would be a really interesting game.
I like that one.
Yeah, exactly. And we learned a little something about Batman in the process. No one knew that was going to happen.
What really what you need isn't Hero Crafter. It's Sidekick Crafter.
Ooh, that's even better.
Side Crafter?
Or alternative title is Robin Crafter.
How about Pod Crafter? It'll just be a game where you make a podcast.
There we go.
We're already doing that one.
Yeah, exactly. What you need is first you get the duct tape. We know
that. Uh-huh. Always duct tape.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got to get a microphone. You got to get a couple guys who think they know what they're talking about. Don't necessarily need to know what they're talking about. Internet connection. Before you know it, pod crafted.
That's it. That's Win. The 4 things.
That's right.
The internet connection, 2 guys that think they know what they're talking about,
yep.
duct tape, yep. and a microphone. Yeah.
Microphone, yeah. 2 hosts and a microphone. That's pretty much what you need.
And then you have the contractor equivalent so that you can make podcasts without anybody at all in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The automation system.
Well, there's a microwave. I mean, there's a microphone. There's an internet connection mm-hmm. and there's duct tape, but it just sits mm-hmm. there.
Perfect. You got a video camera on the duct tape just to make sure this doesn't look funny.
It'll be a nice live feed where you're just listening to air pass by the microphone occasionally. That'll be a fun thing for everybody. You see, when we talk about it in that regard, I don't know if we're doing all that special naming here. It feels like now that I just know that there's like four basic components, I have to ask myself, what have I done with my life? And I don't know if I like the answer.
I think you're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, you know, and
don't encourage him.
It's better than duct tape.
That's true. Oh. He inherited the Knickerknacker fortune. And so as long as you're producing podcasts, that's all that matters.
That's right. That's
putting
right.
them out there. Now, when Plane Crafters is going to be going to Kickstarter in June, correct?
12th of June.
The 12th of June. What is your goal?
To get funded.
Right. Okay. What is your monetary goal?
Well, if we're being honest, I don't think we've officially decided that yet. We are we are still getting our quotes from manufacturers, and while we pretty much know which direction and what the ballpark is, that's one thing we haven't quite put the final number down as far as what it is. But it's an insane process just getting it from where it's manufactured to wherever it's going. It's tough. I mean, there's a lot of options out there, and we're both trying to figure out the right thing. So we have connections or with publishers and whatnot. My work in illustration for other game companies has made it possible for me to sneak in questions to other people and go, okay, what's the best way to do this? And so we're still weighing some of those options, but it's insanely complicated in my mind, at least, or stressful at least.
What are you going to do for stretch goals? And I do know that we just gave you about 10.
Yeah.
But did you have any that were independent of this episode?
That we already thought of? I mean, what stuff do we want to...
Some of the standard stuff.
Yeah, a lot
getting higher quality cards and chits and components and such, but...
A custom insert. As far as like, we decided this being our first joint Kickstarter that we wanted to kind of keep it simple. We're not going to be having a deluxe version of the game. We're just going to have the one option, and then as more funding comes in, that's that one option is going to improve. But we didn't want to have a huge amount of pledge levels. We didn't want to have these lofty goals and then find out later on that there's additional complications that we weren't aware of and then deliver a game late or anything like that. So there are some things that we're looking at that are unique to the game. Well, so one of the things that we've talked about, it is on the stretch goal. It's going to be one of our stretch goals, but it's going to be quite a bit further down the line is miniatures. We don't, that would be neat to have miniatures of every employee, but that's not the direction we're going. We have bonus, they mentioned earlier, there's bonuses in the game, three different bonuses that you can achieve. And so one of the things that we're considering, those are currently just cards, but we would like to turn them into plain trophies that you could earn. And so that's definitely one of the stretch goals that we are planning. But because of the cost and stuff, it's going to be something a little further down the line.
You know what would be kind of a cool stretch goal, as I was thinking about it, is if you had made something like that travel poster, but you did it for like the Pennington Aviation Club.
We are going to have it's not going to be a poster, but we are going to be including, it's a small thing, but we are probably going to be having a small stretch goal of including a postcard with every game that's going to be Crumplehorn specific and Planecrafter specific. So it's going to be like a travel poster or a travel poster style, but in a postcard size that we're going to be likely including with everything. But
may I suggest minimum for a stretch goal, you include handlebar mustaches?
Yes, that's a great idea. Oh. Everybody gets a Knickerknacker mustache.
Just a plastic card with the mustache.
That's not a bad idea. Right?
Oh, you could do a card. I was thinking like a stick-on one, so while you play, you can just twirl your mustache.
Both are good options.
Yeah.
I mean, they're fairly inexpensive, although if you have several hundred backers, it's a little more expensive.
Right.
Stretch goal. It's a stretch goal.
Stretch goal, yep.
Right. Yeah, no, if you had a card that was the mustache, it could be used to keep track of player turn or like who won the last round, something like that.
Yeah, that's a very clever idea. I like that a lot.
Ours. I own it now. Ours. It's mine. Yep.
I came up with that idea.
The precious. The precious.
It's not like you have recording as proof or anything.
Yeah, no. I mean, truthfully, we had that idea long, long time ago.
I mean, come on. It's just great minds. Great minds. Exactly.
We thought of that like yesterday. You're way behind.
Way behind.
Yeah. Oh, time machine crafter. That's what we need. So we could go back in time and think of the ideas beforehand.
Yes. Before Nathan then. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Idea crafter.
Idea crafter.
You build a time machine and take credit for other people's ideas.
That's a good idea.
That's fun. Actually, with Idea Crafter, you could have individual words on them and you could make them magnetic and put them on the refrigerator. What would they call that? Like magnetic poetry? Oh, right. They have that already. Here's Idea Crafter.
Kind of sounds like the Idea Man from The Tick.
There you go. I'm thinking that if we right now, this particular date, talking about this and we write it down as our idea and this video comes out a month from now, it really is our idea first, isn't it?
I think that is how it works. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Let's keep it going.
Yeah. Because really, this is all retconned after the fact, but it doesn't devalue that you did it. So,
yeah, there we go.
Pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not like a lawyer or anything. I don't know how things work.
I mean, there's only one idea that I claim, and I'm not going to talk about it because you'll try and claim it.
Dang it. Okay, fine.
Was it about Watchcrafter?
Nope.
Clockcrafter. You were trying to make clock?
Nope. How about Lenscrafter?
even better. Even better. Now you'd said that this is the first joint Kickstarter that you've done. Did either of you individually do a Kickstarter before this?
I did a project earlier in January with David Somerville, creator of Vast.
Heard of him. Yep.
I know you guys have heard of him. Him and I are our old friends, and we had been meaning to work together on something for a long time. And so he came up with the idea of a game called Lightning and Bolt. And so we worked together on that. I did the artwork, and we launched that as part of the Make 100 campaign for Kickstarter. They're one of their initiatives there, and so it was a very small campaign. We limited it to 100 physical copies of the game, but so
you say it was small. You limited it to 100, and how many did you actually end up not physical, but
yeah,
had like 500 backers. Or
yeah,
something.
We had 550 backers from that. So 450 of them got the print and play versions. So and it's been great. We've been watching a lot of people post pictures up on our Board Game Geek and page, just showing us their strategies for, you know, how to create the components in their own way. And we've learned a lot from it, but no, it was a really fun experience. I wasn't really can't claim that I was a part of it, but I was a contributor to the Everdell campaign from Game Salute, also in January. I was the one who illustrated the game, and so they put me as a contributor. So I was watching everything happen. And just watching all the comments and all this sort of stuff. That was really the first Kickstarter campaign that opened my eyes to a lot of the craziness that's involved. So been reading articles, but finally saw the nitty gritty of it in the, overwhelmingly positive feedback and comments from people. But when you can't help but read every single comment that comes in, you're a part of it. You hear you hear some bad negative things too every once in a while, and it's you just learn to
roll with it
and I mean it's that and the Lightning and Bolt, it's really been a very helpful thing for resources for us we've seen good, successful campaigns where people kept things fairly simple. And that was something that I think we came out of that going, okay, these are some good best practices.
Yes.
Best practices that we might want to implement. So,
I mean, I'm going to be very happy when I get my physical copy of Lightning and Bolt.
I know. I'm looking at 100 of them sitting on my desk right now.
My address should be there somewhere.
And I'm going to, in fact, tonight, on a side note, me and my sons, Michael might be coming and helping, and we're going to be turning on lots of movies and packing lots of copies of Lightning and Bolt. So that's a little sneak peek, but yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, it turned out fantastic. I'm really excited about it. They turned out great. So
I'm not going to lie. David was telling us he was going to launch it. And I'm like, let me know when you launch a campaign since you're only going to do 100 because I want one.
Yeah.
And so he launched it and like I found it like an hour later. I'm like, And so I went online. I'm like, okay, cool. I got like, I remember what my order number was. It might have been like 40 something.
Yeah.
And David's like, I can't believe how fast this is going. I'm like, David, how could you not?
Do we not remember Vast? Do we not remember what happened?
Yeah. It was really fun. We came out of that very happy and excited about the prospect, and we can't officially say anything or something could happen, but there's definitely I think all of our backers know we're considering a future version that will allow a larger audience to enjoy Lightning and Bolt. So that discussion is still going, but
I'm just hoping my son will play it with me and enjoy it.
How old is your son?
7.
Yeah,
almost 8. So
I might be dumb, but it's kind of like a little pandemic. I mean, it's a cooperative thing, but it's fun to play with. You know, I've got a 11-year-old and a 9-year-old that still enjoy playing it. We'll pop that out, and it's a very fast game. And even my 5-year-old plays with us as well. And it definitely can be younger. So I think it's a perfect age.
Perfect. I'm excited.
It'll be in the mail soon, so you can play it soon.
Yay!
Bolt Crafter. Lightning and Bolt. Yeah.
That would be Bolt Crafter would be called Hephaestus.
Hephaestus?
Yes.
Yeah. You said it in an interesting way. So
I said it phonetically, Nathan.
Well, as also, all I Greek said it... names should be.
It's the name of my druid, okay? I'm allowed to do that.
I definitely think that we should have a Plane Crafters Lightning and Bolt crossover game at some point. Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Kite Crafters?
Yes,
you can play as Benjamin Franklin and get struck by lightning.
Sounds fun. I like electricity. I don't know how you craft electricity unless I was like Zeus. I guess maybe if I was Zeus, I could do that.
We went over this a second ago. Zeus didn't craft any lightning. It was all his smith. Oh, which is
Hephaestus.
I'm thinking of Thor. Made electricity.
He's got a thunder. Thunder is sound.
Well, not according to Marvel. According to Marvel, it also includes lightning.
He's got Asgardian hidden brother who's loaning him his lightning because he's the god of light. And so whenever he makes a loud noise, when Thor makes a loud noise, that's like him calling to his misfit brother who just sends some lightning to him and stuff, and he borrows it.
It is surprising they have not gotten into that in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They just have not brought that up. It might be a little tricky now. If Plane Crafters goes over really well, the other kind of plane crafting that we were thinking about earlier, is that going to be the next game? Like actually creating planes of existence?
Physical planes?
Yeah, like
fly?
Literal planes. Yes. Like actual planes that you can transcend to.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant if we become so independently wealthy because of this, that we won't work with cards. We'll work with steel metal.
Yes, that too.
That is an option for when.
Or you can work with grasslands.
Yes.
Different type of plane crafter.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're gonna get sponsored by Kansas and. we will craft planes in camp. I like this. Yes.
What you can do is that you can set a really high stretch goal for the Kickstarter that is literally just making a plane. Like, you will build the physical plane if you get money.
I also claim that one.
Good. We will literally make one of these planes, and we'll see if it flies. Okay, everybody.
I Mike and I are going to have to talk about that, but that I think that definitely needs to be one of our last stretch goals. Probably our last, yes. That we will build a plane.
Yeah.
And I hope that we don't actually meet that stretch goal.
You will build a plane and deliver all of the Plane Crafter copies in person with your new airplane.
Oh, there we go.
That'd be good. Yeah, you might have trouble finding a pilot for that plane. But, you know, Otto is still available. We have to inflate him again, but he's around. He hasn't had much work since Airplane, so...
Yes, this is true.
and he's looking for work. And he hasn't retired yet. He's looking to retire very soon. He feels very deflated. So Plane Crafter coming out in June, and then we can all put together planes of questionable aerodynamics.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the word.
We recommend people interested in checking us out to go to our website, and which is paisleyboardgames.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, and we will make sure. And you know what? We're gonna print more than 100. So you don't even need. You want to get there right away, but you don't have to get there on the hour.
You don't have to be freaking out an hour after the Kickstarter launch thinking you're going to miss it.
No, we are going to be that much more considerate than those people with lightning and bolt. We're going to let everybody get it.
Oh, wow.
And that David Somerville guy.
Yeah, him.
So scary.
He's going to be listening to this and just go, curse you guys.
Curse you. Wait till we see what happens to Hephaestus in the next D&D game.
I mean, he can't do worse than killing me. Well, he's already done that. So
yeah. Well, no, there are worse fates than death for Hephaestus. We know that from the other person we talked to. Now, why is it called Paisley Board Games?
You know, when we first started working on... Even before Plane Crafters, when we were working on a game, after we had decided to start working together on a game, we knew we needed some sort of identity for us. We looked at lots of different things. We were looking at common interests, the things that we liked. We both are fans of Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. We're both local people here in Prescott, Arizona. So we came up with lots of different directions of game ideas, obscure references to funny things and that we like. And we went with a combination of our last names. Patience is the Pay, and Bosley is the Zli of Paisley. Right.
And then you were like, Paisley's a word?
Yeah.
We'll go great. For that. Crazy.
I was thinking somebody liked Paisley Ties.
Well, I like Paisley Ties, so it worked out okay. And so Master Painton actually has a nice, strong Paisley pattern to his jacket, and we incorporate Paisley a fair amount into the game, to Plane Crafters, and I'm sure it will be a continual thing.
Yeah,
theming is important.
Yes.
Oh, one more game suggestion, Meme Crafter.
Meme Crafter.
Meme Crafter. Yeah.
It's in the notebook. It's
ours. I'm not sure if someone actually already made a game like this, but you know, people love their memes. So
Laurel, Yanny.
Shut up! Just it's stupid now.
What did you hear? I don't know.
It's the dress all over again, but for your ears.
Yeah, it's the blue and white or gold and whatever dress again.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness! Why can't people just go with brains are weird and just move on from there? I feel like that would encapsulate so many problems. Alex, so what would you most like to craft?
I don't know. Everything.
Everything crafter?
Everything.
Okay. Well, Yeah, boy, that's going to be a big deck for you guys to build.
lots of stuff for me to paint.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could be Universe Crafter, maybe. Just what components do you need? How can we sell the universe on people? We heard it's really nice out there. Alex, if anyone was interested in finding out about everything that is specifically about Delve, where could they go on the internet?
You can find us at www.delvecast.com.
Yeah, and when you go there, you can find all the projects that we're working on. Make sure to check out our Patreon, which is up there right now, and see what we have going on there for our patrons. Andrew, Michael, if anyone was interested in finding out more information about Plane Crafters, what is the best place for them to go?
You can go to our website, which is paisleyboardgames.com, and from there, you'll find a link straight to Plane Crafters.
Beautiful, beautiful. Kickstarter is going to be in the middle of June, June 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out for that. I'm sure that you will be talking a lot more about it when that starts to roll around. Is there any place on social media where they could keep track of that?
Sure. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Pinterest, even. We've got a presence out there, and we're chatting with people every day about Plane Crafters. So,
what is your handle on Twitter?
It is PaisleyBG.
PaisleyBG. Okay. So check it out there, and you can stay up to the date with all the Plane Crafty news, and not the Train Crafty news. That's later.
That's like
all the other crafter games are TBD, but we'll be getting to those one day to complete the Knickerknacker dynasty.
Nice.
Make sure that when you are on those wonderful social media sites that you check us out on Twitter. I am at Citanium.
I'm at EXP Limited, and the show is at Delve Podcast.
And if you want to make sure that you get the show as soon as it releases, make sure to check us out on iTunes and Google Play and give us lots of things like stars. It could be StarCrafter. Oh, wait, we already determined it can't be a thing. No, but if you put a set of 5 stars together, you win everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah. So please rate and review and subscribe when you go. I just want to thank one more time Andrew Bosley and Michael Patience for coming on the show. Thank you both for being here.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And
it's been something.
Yeah, it has been something. We don't know. We haven't constructed it yet.
Well, gosh, we have all the ideas we possibly want for like decades now. So. Yep. Thank you.
Yep, that's what we do.
Yep.
We give you so many ideas that you have to wade through them for years to come.
When we're making our millions, we'll put your names in the rule book.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, good. That's perfect. That's all we need. Name recognition.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Everyone, be ready to build a plane. You could build a plane in your own home. With cards.
Get everybody to back us so we can build that real plane later on.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And you know what? If you back at a certain level, you can vote on which parts are being used for that plane.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. Yeah. Hey, there's another good one. You know, on a more realistic scale, it could just be a model plane.
That's true.
In some ways, I feel like it's almost as expensive as a real plane sometimes, with the way crafting supplies are. But, you know, still probably easier to fit into the house.
That's true.
Yeah.
Less dangerous if you don't have a wing.
You can still put an eye out.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's true. And I'm sure they break easily when you try to fly them. You just throw them through the air. But maybe it could be a paper airplane. But it has the graphics on the paper airplane.
Yeah.
So that kind of looks that way. Anyway, well, we got to go get our plane tickets, everyone. So thank you for joining us, and we will see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Maybe the little guy. What is the guy's name in Minecraft? He has a name.
Steve.
Oh, yeah, Steve. Steve's got to start mining for some digi-currency right there.
That's not really necessary. You can already make, like, a full Game Boy streaming service. There, you can pretty much use Minecraft to do anything at this point with Redstone. I think they said they made a actual phone and ordered pizza through Minecraft.
Wow. Anything you can order pizza with is at the top of my tool list.
Right. I mean, it's probably not the best phone in the world, but apparently you can order pizza with Minecraft.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you can make a phone. That's why all those new, like, AIs that they're using for personal assistants, like, the first thing they make them do is order a pizza for you.
Mm.
It's the first thing.
It's how they gain your trust.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also the easiest way for people to turn against the robots, because, you know, if they deliver like a white pizza and you ask specifically for marinara, there is going to be a backlash.
I'll make white pizza.
Well, yeah, but you have to think about it. This extends to toppings, for sides, for breadsticks.
They're going to put so much pineapple on those pizzas.
They're going to put so much pineapple on it, and that will be a defining... Even if you didn't ask for it, every pizza now comes with pineapple, now that the robots are in charge. And that is going to divide this nation.
It's true.
It'll actually be the mayonnaise and peas on pizza that I've seen floating around.
Oh! Why? Why?
I think there'll be less of a divide with that one.
Yeah. Oh. Ow, that hurts my head. Okay. I'm going to do an outro now that you gave me that damn image. Thanks for that.
I'll find the actual image later.
No. No, you will not. Do not share that anywhere. Nope.